This right here is the Reddit Explains Conspiracy, Controversy, and the Unknown podcast. We're your hosts,
Sam Wilder
and Addie Love.
We're going to dive into the deepest recesses of Reddit with content every day.
Yep, it's going to get a little weird.
And a little spooky.
And we're excited to get going.
Let's do it.
Hello, everybody. r/creepyencounters has our story today. Well, we have two.
Oh, yay. Even better.
I know, right? This first one is posted by Creative Willingness 7. And I don't know. I feel like I don't like to read the titles anymore.
I know. It's kind of fun to leave.
Let's just get into it.
Our listeners in suspense and for me to be in suspense.
Exactly. And the title always gives it away because it's the hook, right? Like, it tells you what the story's about, but just gonna keep you guys in the dark a little bit. Anyway, here we go. I've had a few creepy things happen to me in my life, but this one I still think about how things could have gone wrong very fast. I'm a 20-year-old female. This takes place back when I used to live in southern Indiana, like seriously in the sticks. It was a weekend night, and my best friend and I were coming home after our graveyard shift at a local waffle joint. She decided to get her dog from her house so we could stay at my place for the night. So we start heading out into the country where I live, and to get to my house, there's a big, long, narrow dirt road you have to go down. About a mile in or so, we see a truck's headlights. We get closer, and it's a nice truck. Probably like a 2018 at least. Can't say I know much about cars, so leave me alone. Hello. He's parked to where he's sideways, blocking my whole path. Confused, I get out and ask if he's okay. He looked hopeful when he saw me at first. I'm just waiting on a friend to come get me. My truck's stuck. He smiled at me and I noticed his pupils were nearly completely dilated. He looks back to my car and sees that I have someone with me, and he looks at the dog sticking his head out the window. His smile fades. He says, "Pit bulls are mean and nasty." He quickly turns around and gets back in his truck. I go back to my friend and I'm like, "Put this car in reverse and use whatever hood rat skills you have to get out of here." So we take my 95 Caddy that really shouldn't be driving on a dirt road anyway, and back all the way up down that road and get back to the main road. Relieved, we take a different road home. Then, lo and behold, the same guy is parked on that road, standing off to the side, smiling, just looking into our headlights. We were completely about to crap ourselves, and we gunned it the rest of the way home.
Good.
I don't know how he got there before us or what his intentions were, but I'm thankful I wasn't alone being my naive college girl self.
Oh my gosh.
A word of advice from the comments says, don't ever get out of your car at 3 a.m. for a stranger again. He was waiting for someone like you, and if your friend and dog weren't with you, he probably would have done whatever he intended to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Man, but it's also trippy. How did he get to that other place before then?
I'm still perplexed by that. I have no idea. So confusing. Very. We do have one more comment on this, just more words of advice. So this comment says, I want to add to the do not get out of your car at 3 a.m. Not even if they hit you. Guys will follow women and hit the back of their cars and wait for them to get out. Instead, call local police. Tell them about the accident and that you're driving to a local open business to wait for them. When I used to deliver pizza, a guy rear-ended me on a deserted road at about 11 at night. I immediately called the customer and told them I had been in a car accident and that a new pizza would be sent out. Meanwhile, I was driving back to the pizza store. The guy who hit me was following me, flashing his lights and yelling at me to pull over. When I turned into the pizza store, he was right on my bumper. Then he saw our cook standing at the door with a large pizza cutter, two-handed knife. At that point, he took off, but we had his license plate. The cops showed up, went and found the guy at home. He claimed he had been there all along. Cops let him know the restaurant has cameras in the parking lot. He confessed, but claimed he only came after me because I backed into him and ran at a red light. Why would you back up at a red light? I mean, could happen, but no. He got a ticket for hit and run and blacklisted from delivery from our store. Yeah.
Good.
So, moral of the story, stay in your car and call for help if this is the case.
Especially if you're alone.
Yeah, I just feel like if we can lend some words of advice or caution, this is a good platform for it.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if you've seen that trend on either Instagram or TikTok, but it's like the girl who's washing dishes or doing something, and then it has the sound of what he thinks I'm listening to, and it's like some pop music or whatever, and it's like what I'm actually listening to, and it's a true crime podcast, or like figuring out how to stay alive if some creepy person comes after you, all these different things. I'm like, oh, that's insane. But also, I secretly hope that we're that podcast that you're actually listening to.
Yeah. Well, if you're here today,
you probably are.
That you're that person.
Yay.
Thanks, guys. Wow. It's so special. All right, should we read one more story today?
Yes, please.
All right. This is also on r/creepyencounters, and loves the name. This is from the user called They Were Roommates. If you know that vine, shout out.
Yes.
All right. So, about 2 years ago, I, a 16-year-old female, and at the time, 14, was home with my mom. It was just us two. Now, my mom at the time was addicted to drugs and alcohol and was in an essentially drug-induced coma. Nothing could wake her up. I know. Sad. I decided to take a bath while she slept. My bathroom door was locked, as was my mother's bedroom door, as she seemed to think we didn't know about her addictions and kept it locked so we didn't, quote, find out. And the house was silent. I had only been in the bath about half an hour before I heard my front door open. I assumed it was my oldest sister coming back from work, as no one else would just walk in. But I wanted to be sure, so I texted her. Immediately, I got a worried text saying that, no, she wasn't home. Why? Was someone there? I froze. I could hear footsteps.
Oh no.
Now, our house was small, one story, and from the front door to the bathroom door, there's only a small living room in between. I heard a weird scraping noise come up the hallway to the bathroom. I heard the scraping stop outside of the bathroom door, and then someone grabbed the doorknob and kept turning it very slowly side to side for about a minute. The entire time I was silent, frozen still and shaking like a leaf. I wanted to call my mom and ask if it was her, but I didn't want whoever it was to hear the sound and get to my mom. After a while, I didn't hear anything. I stayed in the bath for what it seemed like an hour until I heard the front door open and click shut softly. I still stayed in the bath long after the water had gone cold until I heard my sister come in and yell if I was here and if I was okay and why the door was unlocked. I got out of the bath and heard her gasp before I'd come out. But when I did, I swear my blood went cold. There was a line spanning the wall of the hallway. There, the paint had been cut, like someone had trailed something sharp along the wall. Currently, the theory is that the scraping noise I heard was someone trailing a knife on the wall. And that's the story.
What?
Title was, I think someone was in my house. And I think they were right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so scary.
You in the bath, like that's your most vulnerable time.
Oh my gosh, so vulnerable. Ugh. Yeah, not ideal. And
no,
this detail was small and not like pointed out a ton in the story, but This person says they were in the bath for like an hour after they had heard the door jiggling. They're like, it felt like an hour that I was in there until I heard the front door open again. So that person was just waiting outside.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Honestly, me neither. Oof, so freaky. Well, guys, lock your doors. Stay safe.
Yes, please do.
Thanks so much for listening. Again, yeah, make us feel special. All right, see you guys.